United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Oh, Meet Tom, owner of First Choice Coin and Jewelry in Boardman. And he'll make sure you get the highest price for your unwanted gold or silver.
We pay the highest prices guaranteed. Check around, get your prices, and we guarantee we'll be the highest prices paid for your gold and silver.
And what makes First Choice different?
We're locally owned. We have many return customers. We have a lot of people that check prices, and they end up at our store. And we also offer jewelry repair, jewelry appraisals. We have a GIA graduate gemologist on staff.
First Choice Coin and Jewelry, 7807 Market Street in Boardman, next to Boardman Nissan. Call 330-629-9990. See store for gold guarantee details.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
People waiting to call right now.
Yeah.
And the only safe place to live is on an Indian reservation.
And the band played on.
Eve of destruction, tax deduction.
The inspectors, bill collectors,
hardcore Indian population out of hand.
Suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hills. People all over the world are shouting in the war.
And bleed on.
Can you hear me now? Oh yeah, afternoon with Tracy and friends. Temptation, tell me.
Today.
Jeff Green in the air chair. It's a ball of confusion out there. How you doing out there here on WSOM 600 AM at quarter after the hour of 12 o'clock here on WSOM 600 AM, WSOM 600 AM on iHeartRadio, as well as on Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends. And we'd like to welcome you to the program today and hope that you are listening to us and hope that you would call in and voice your view on, you know, what you think and feel. And I'd also like to give you a little piece of my mind on what I think and feel. And some rules for the station. We leave the calls open here, but when we come back, you know, we start the talking. If you've made your point, sit back and let the other person make their point, because otherwise it's a train wreck and we can't do it. Okay, we cannot do it. So now, it's all good. How you all doing out there? I hope you're having a wonderful Monday. I just took my baby girl back to school, and real sad to leave her again so far away. But you know what? God is good, and he'll take care of her, and she'll get her education and do great things. And that's how I see it. Now, whether it has anything to do with God, I think it does. But anyway, we'll see. It's okay. We won't negotiate with a gun at the head of the American people. Obama meets his press. Okay, now we're having a big fight that we told you last week that Obama was going to go for guns. He was going to go for as close to confiscation as possible. Well, he has done it. He has gone for assault weapons ban, number one, and he has gone for small clips in your handguns, et cetera, et cetera. You know, you can only have, say, about nine bullets in a clip, maybe 10 at the most. I think that's what they're allowing. So I don't know. Yes, Stan, he has. Stan is hollering in the chat room. No, he has not. Oh, yes, he has. And guess what? He's going to go for more quickly. As soon as he gets another chance to maximize on another tragedy here in America, he's going to go for it. Because one thing that Marxist socialists know, that an armed group of people cannot be forced legislation on. They can't make up rules and force them on you if you're armed. And that's what they're going to look forward to doing. They're going to make sure that you're not armed. Why are they going to make sure of that? Because when they come to make you follow their rules, they don't want you shooting at them. plain and simple. Now, you may think I'm crazy. You may think that I'm crazy, but he has said today that he favors an assault weapons ban, which translates out to, for you in the audience, we can't make you do what we want you to do if you have weapons that are as powerful as the military. Now, I'm just hoping that we would have money, we would have things available to stop this in the House and in the Senate, and that somebody with a wise head and maybe somebody that's smart would get this together and go after the people that are crazy and go after the people that live with somebody that's crazy to make sure that your weapons are held down. That's what you're not doing. If that lady had made sure her son could not get to the weapons, Sandy Hook would have never happened. She was trying to institutionalize him. So you know she should have known better than to let some weapons be available. Unfortunately, he killed her first. Killed her first and then went to the school that she worked at. This is a crazy person. Crazy people should not be allowed near weapons. If you have a nervous breakdown, you shouldn't be allowed near weapons. That's how I see it. Now, that's my opinion. Jeff and Tracy are friends. My opinion has nothing to do with the station on which you hear it, nor necessarily a Tracy and Friends. This is my opinion. Hold the people responsible that own weapons to secure them from crazy people. That's all I can say. So, we're going to talk about this hodgepodge of stuff today. It's open line. You can call in and talk whatever you want to talk about. No, Stanley is calling me crazy in the chat room. You're crazy, Stan, because you don't even think that there's a God. So now, that's what I think of you. No, that's not really what I think. I think you're a very smart guy, just very misguided. But anyway, you know, that's the thing. You know, he's going for your guns if he can. Now, it would be very obvious what he's doing, so he's trying to let time and opportunity pass by because there's so many things he has to try to implement in his next 4 years. He's not really going to have the time to get everything done because stuff moves awful slow through the House and through the Senate. Thank God. Thank God it moves slow because some of the things that they want to do, these leftists want to do right now, are so destructive to the country it doesn't make sense. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. I'll be right back after these messages, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
This is Father Andrew Grom of St. Michael's Orthodox Church inviting you to tune into my program, On Earth as in Heaven, every Saturday at noon here on AM 600 WSOM. Every Saturday I bring to you a powerful discussion of early Christianity, church history, ancient perspectives on Scripture, all from an Eastern Orthodox spirituality. This spirituality is historically documented as early Christian. So we will talk about many subjects of ancient wisdom. What is the church? How does the doctrine of the Holy Trinity influence your opinions on the truth? Why is St. Athanasius so much more important than Martin Luther? Tune in every Saturday at noon to listen for a half an hour of religious meanings to life that you may never have heard before, yet they have been known for 2,000 years. This is Father Andrew for On Earth as in Heaven, Saturdays at noon.
Happy New Year from your friends at Fairway Ford in Canfield. New Year savings at Fairway Ford means take a gigantic 25% off every new 2013 Ford F-150 in stock. Plus, we'll include a bed liner and remote starter, too. We have over 200 F-150s available, regular cabs, super cabs, and crew cabs, and they're all 25% off. See us at fairwayfordus.com or call 330-533-FORD. Fairway, that's the way we do business. It's New Year savings time at Fairway Ford in Canfield, so new 2013 Ford Escapes are $4,500 off MSRP. We have a great selection of 2013 Ford Escapes, and they're all $4,500 off. Plus, every new Escape includes a remote starter and gets 30 miles per gallon, too. Also, Fairway Ford will pay top dollar for your trade-in, and financing is never a problem. We get over 95% of our customers approved. See us at fairwayfordus.com or call 330-533-FORD. Fairway, that's the way we do business.
It is with sound mind and body that I, James Fredericks III, after fighting with all direct family members for decades, leave my entire fortune of $32 million to the one friend I had in the end, the package delivery guy, Matt Sunger.
Woohoo! Yeah! I had a feeling about this. Uh-huh! I'm rich! Oh, this cannot be happening.
Actually, it's not happening.
What?
And it never will.
I don't get it.
There aren't even people here. That's just one of those murmuring sound effects.
Seriously?
Listen, if you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck.
Huh.
Put $10 away each month. Cook once in a while instead of eating out.
Okay.
Pay down your high-interest credit card.
Right.
Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow.
So, no inheritance?
No. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And just to be clear, no inheritance, right?
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is News Talk 600.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Will you quit calling me Tracy, man? I'm trying to keep telling you this, but you'll never listen. Anyway, afternoon with Tracy and friends. Tracy is out doing some things. She shall probably be back a little bit later, but she's a busy person. And we're just going to keep things going as we can right here on WSOM 600 AM. Give us a call at 1-347-945-5229. That's our unlimited internet access lines, or locally here at in beautiful downtown Youngstown, Ohio, at 330-781-9600. Now, I know there's a lot of people that don't have talk radio right now, and in our area locally, I'm real interested in. You guys let me know why you don't have it. And I'll say it because of this. Oh, about 5 years ago, a lady by the name of Tracy Winbush tried to get people to purchase the former station that we were on and its FN affiliate and try to put together a network, or at least buy the station so you had control over what was played, how it was played, what news went out, because when you don't own something, everybody, you're at the mercy of everybody else. So I wonder what you think about that, seeing that now it has gone away, and whether you learn your lesson from that this time to where you'll do something about it the next time the cattle call comes for you to own your own situations. Here we go. This is not just minority-oriented station, of course. Of course, you can tell that because we don't agree with too much that the president is doing. Not everything, but not too much. It's really something, and I can't say anything like it. But I'm just glad that we're here right now, and we're able to talk. We're able to speak out on the things that are happening in society. We're able to speak out and say what is right, what is real. And we welcome your dissenting voice. I do. Just like in our chat room is real fun, you guys. Go to Blog Talk Radio and make yourself a little situation, a little profile, and get in our chat room at Tracy and Friends on Blog Talk Radio, And sometimes we get a lot of crazy people in that room. And it's fun. It's very, you know, it's very telling. And you can listen to the show on that profile as well. So if you're listening on by computer, then you can listen directly to Blog Talk. And you can also chat in the chat room at the same time. And it's fun. It's a lot of fun. But anyway, my dissenting voice from New York, the Liberal 41, Stanley, is calling me crazy for saying that President Obama is going for the assault bans, weapons ban, and that he's going to stop the high-powered clips as well, or the high volume clips that have 20, 30 shots in them, et cetera, et cetera. It's not the gun, you guys. The UK, they're beating people to death with baseball bats. It's crazy people. And it's people are getting more and more crazy. You know why? Because you don't have any societal standards for people to live by as children. You don't have any respect for life for them because they see that just by the grace of God, they weren't aborted. Now, here it is, over 30,000 lives lost, gun violence. Over 300,000 lives lost by Planned Parenthood alone. 1.3 million kids a year. 1.3 million. What do you think that is? And why are we putting up with it? Why do you think that if you had more people, you wouldn't have to find a way to feed and house and clothe them? The needs would take care of themselves. But when you falsely, do anything in life, you have a repercussion. When you raise the minimum wage, per se, and make labor more expensive, guess what? Guess what? When you make labor more expensive, prices go up. That's why a hamburger at Wendy's or McDonald's costs you $5 and something. That's why it is. When the unions raise wages, and no matter whether their workers that pay those dues are productive or not, the price of the car, the widget, the whatever they're manufacturing goes up to pay those salaries. And as we see, most of the union guys are getting well over a half $1 million a year to run those unions. And that doesn't count their expenses and things like that. So I'm just asking the question. Am I crazy? Am I crazy telling you that it's because of crazy people that the murder rate is up? It's because we've done away with the whole adage of the golden rule or the Ten Commandments. Those were standards, societal standards. Now, if you don't have God or the belief of him, you have no absolute authority except government. So whatever government says is then the law of the land. It's the total law. So what is your standard? For those that don't believe in a God, what is your standard? What should our society say is good or bad? What should we say? And for those that say they don't need God to tell them what to do, to be good or not, then how the heck do you have a standard? Because your standard might be it's all right to sexually assault kids. Is that your standard? How about that? How about you, Stan? Is that your standard? If your standard is you, and the standard is what's in your mind, the Bible says there was a day that came on the earth where men did what was right in their own eyes. So whatever they justified by themselves is what they did. They paid no attention to what instruction God gave them. And that's just before he destroyed the world that we know of with water. They did what was right in their own eyes. Where's your standard of society? What's right and what's wrong? Is it wrong to lie? Is it wrong to lie? Is it wrong to steal? Is it wrong to kill? Is it wrong to have sexual assaults? Is it wrong? What's wrong? What's right? I don't know. South Carolina, what's wrong and what's right, man?
What's wrong and what's right, man? You kind of upset me when you sent me that little editorial from the New York Daily News, man.
Which one?
I get the one about Tim Scott. I get highly offended that that they call him a boy. He didn't even have a chance to get his first vote in the Senate, and they already given him an F.
NAACP gave him an F, and did you see the standards by which they gave him the F?
Yeah. None of which have anything to do with civil rights. That's crazy, man.
No, it doesn't. That's why they're getting ready to be totally irrelevant, and I feel bad about that because the NAACP should not be irrelevant, but they're being stupid here.
So what's the NAACP? I guess they're becoming the NAACP. They're the liberal or the civil rights wing of the AFL-CIO.
Yeah. I hate to quote Rush, but Rush Limbaugh calls them the NAALCP. National Association for liberal colored people. Yeah, liberal colored people. They're crazy.
That thing had me shaking my head. There was nothing I could do but repost it on my Facebook page.
What? Yeah, thank you. But they totally. This is the thing. They totally disregard the whole truth of themselves.
Yeah.
And so now, if you, I don't know if you're in the chat room, but in the chat room, my man Kavina Man says he'll hold his opinions on Tim Scott until he proves himself one way or another, which is what they should do. They should. Not on some stupid whether he believes in climate change. That has nothing to do with the liberation of colored people or the advancement of colored people.
Well, here's the problem you run into, Jeff. Here's the problem you run into, all right? Nikki Haley, not only did she do a very smart thing, she did a very strategic thing, okay? By appointing Tim Scott.
So right.
Tim Scott, anybody that has met him, I've met Tim Scott face-to-face and have talked to him, okay? Very smart, very, very, very articulate and very personable, really, really nice guy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The dude, he worked himself. He, you want to talk about a grassroots work by the you know, by your bootstraps, unlikely person to become number one congressman, and then now to become a senator from the state of South Carolina. I mean, whether he was white or black, it's just unbelievable with the thing that, you know, this guy's done. But they're not even, you know, giving him his laws on the strength of him even getting elected in a white district.
That's the whole thing. A liberal black man cannot win in a all-white Democrat district.
No.
But a conservative black man can win in an all-white conservative district.
Exactly.
That should tell you who's not the racist and who is. I'm not saying there aren't any racist people in the conservatives. Not at all. I'm not saying that. That's crazy. But what I will tell you is, by and large, conservatives care about conservatism, not about racism and things like that. That's not their vent. But you know what?
Yeah.
Don't get deeper. And Stanley, I just pulled you up. But you're going to have to wait till we get on the other side of these messages here, and we'll get that together right after these messages. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? How was your weekend?
I'm doing okay. Oh, pretty quiet.
What did That's you, good did thing you hear? For me. About, yeah. Did you hear the press conference of our president?
No, I heard a little snippet of it on the radio, but I haven't heard the whole thing.
So how do you think we're gonna resolve this? New problem that we have to pay the bills of the deficit, and then the Democrats and the Republicans don't want to have an accord on that, and basically they're fighting there. President Obama says, we have to pay our bills, and he's like, we got to find a way to pay our bills. And
well, here's the problem with that, Stanley, is the only way you got to pay your bills, but you got to cut some stuff, man. You know, that's only normal. Anybody that lives on a budget knows they got to cut expenditures in order to trim up their budget. You can't just, you know, go out and say, okay, you need to give me a raise so I can pay more bills, so I can go out and get more debt. Something's going to have to start somewhere.
Yeah, but what happened if the president decided to cut on the army? And like, you need to cut that?
Hey,
you think
hey Stan. Hey, Stan, your mic is getting kind of choppy on you, man.
Sorry. Do you think that the government should cut on the army, on the defense, or you shouldn't?
Okay, I couldn't understand what you said. It's just chopping up on you. Yeah, it did that last week, too. But you did something and it cleared it up.
Okay. Can you hear me, or is he still chopping?
Oh, now are you good now?
Okay. Do you think that the government should cut it in the defense or not?
So I think they should do what to the taxes?
Cut the defense. Cut the army. The war that we're spending.
Well, I mean, if you don't have the war out there, you need to make some cuts somewhere, but you're going to get a lot of that out of attrition. A lot of guys, you know, retiring from the military. That's going to happen, you know. But the one thing you don't want to do is gut your armed services to the point that you leave yourself kind of in a bind if something jumps off. But I mean, I don't have any problem with them cutting the defense budget. That's no biggie, you know. But the thing about it is, you know, you're going to have to cut some other programs as well. Just to give you an idea, Stanley, you know, listen, man, I'm going to tell you like this. I was at the grocery store, you know, just a few days ago, Friday, matter of fact. And I'm in there, and I'm going down the aisle, I'm buying stuff, and this guy walks up behind me, right? I know the guy. I've known him for years. okay? And he asked me, he said, well,
and
man,
we're back.
Do, huh?
Okay, Stanley and South Carolina, we are back. Sorry I didn't give you a pre-warning. But I don't know what you guys were talking about. But I guess
oh,
it's
I was,
time.
I was getting rid of them. We were kind of talking about the budget cuts. We hadn't gotten into it kind of deep. But I was trying to just going to explain something to Stanley that happened to me in the grocery store on Friday. I went to the grocery store, and there was I was going down one of the aisles, and there was a guy there that I've known for years. And he walks up behind me and says, hey, man, how you doing? And asked me a whole, just jaw-jacking. And he says, man, you ready to buy that with cash, man? I said, yeah. Hey, I'm going to buy it with cash. And he says, well, don't buy it with cash, man. Hold on. Get what you want to get. And I'll buy it with my food stamp card, and you can give me the cash. I was like, you know what, man? You know what? You might need to go find somebody else to do it, because I'm not even going to do that today. I'm not even going to do that.
I'm telling you.
And so, I'm like, dude, man, what are you doing? And so, not to say that there's not fraud in other areas, but there's massive, and there's a grocery store that just got busted for allowing them to buy beer and wine and ringing them up as Coke and Pepsi. Okay?
Yeah, I'm with
you've got people that are milking the system, and you're going to be giving it away to anybody and everybody, and that's not good. That's not a good thing. That's not a good thing,
Stanley.
Yeah?
What you got to say, sir?
No, I'm just listening to what he's saying. Everything. I'm just saying we're going to have to take decisions. They have to cut the army, cut some stuff and everything. And I don't agree what she said. The president didn't say that he was going to take the gun. He said that he would go take the recommendation that his vice president.
Your phone is breaking up again, Stanley. You got a real bad
connection
system. Yeah, no, it's a bad system because it has a real hard compression on it. I'm using the wrong word, but I can't think of the terminology right now. Yeah, it's a threshold.
Yeah.
It's a threshold, right.
Threshold sometimes.
But here, evidently you made some remark about cutting the military and things like that. You'd be a fool to cut the military right now. But that's what they're going to do, and they're going to do it on purpose because they're getting you ready to take you over control by United Nations agreement and United Nations landing in America and instilling United Nations law and rule of law. Now, if you look at it, you understand it. It's crazy. But these people, that's what they do.
That's what you believe. If that's what you believe, there's nothing I can say about that. I don't believe that.
You cannot believe it if you want to. Hillary Clinton, if she didn't sign it already, is about to sign a treaty with the United Nations on gun banning in America.
She didn't sign it. She's pinching the
Accord of Friends. You're breaking up. You're breaking up.
She didn't sign it, Jack. So what are you talking about?
I said, if she didn't sign it, it doesn't matter. It's going to get signed.
I don't want to get signed. She didn't wait.
Okay, Stanley, whatever you got, you better call and break down and call again because you're broke up like bad. Every word you say is cut in half.
It's not unreasonable. It's not unreasonable if you have to cut certain aspects of the military. There's certain aspects of the military that just do not they go away because of attrition. You have certain and you were in the Air Force, I think I was in the Marine Corps. If you have no need for that MOS, they're gonna cut. I can see that. If they have no need for that position anymore, just cut. Just go ahead and do away with it. But a lot of times when you got guys in those MOSs that are obsolete, they usually cross-train them and put them in a different MLS and let them stay in the military, you know? But,
right.
But just to, across the board, just cut everything out and say, okay, we're going to do a hack job on the military, you know, that doesn't make any sense. If you're going to do that to the military, why would you not do that on things that you can't control? Just give you an example there. I had a lady ask me a question, and this must have been the weekend to get asked questions. But she asked me in the grocery store, Severjan, why? Why are they doing free lunch for these individuals, or free breakfast? Her question was dealing with breakfast. Why are they doing breakfast for these kids at the school and giving them lunch too? But these same kids are getting food stamps. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. And then she went on and she told us, this is a lady that I knew when I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
She said that, no, that just didn't happen. Them boys didn't go out of the house. If they didn't have nothing else in the house to eat, they always had some grits. And I remember there have been a few mornings them boys would go to school. All they had was some bento beans, rice, and a biscuit to eat for breakfast. And that's what they went to school on. And,
mm-hmm.
But the moms and the parents, they got up and they took these kids to breakfast. And I'm like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. So, then the breakfast is not that good anyway, you know, a donut and some juice. So, somebody got to explain that one to me. Really. Really, because, I mean, I don't get it. I have no idea. So, maybe you know something.
Well, here's the thing. It's a great understanding. You have to understand progressives. And understand what progressives believe. Progressives agree, and I'm not talking about people that think progressive. I'm talking about the world progressives as vis-a-vis Woodrow Wilson, FDR, all of these major, huge people that had a mindset to do certain things. They're the ones that want to whittle down the world population. They're the ones that want one world government and control. They're the ones that want you to go back to the Middle Ages as it pertains to energy, et cetera, so that they can control you and your growth. They think that there's too many people on the face of the earth, and I do believe that these flu epidemics and some of the things that we are experiencing that way are directly accounted to these people that are high up in our government. I believe that.
Oh, now you start talking conspiracy theory, man.
Oh, yeah, of course it's conspiracy theory. But the thing is, here's the thing. Is it true? How stupid can we be, you and I be, okay, to think that they did not give black men syphilis to see how it was going to work on them? How stupid.
Oh, Jeff, no, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute, Jeff. You know that's not true. You know all them black men, they didn't get no, not the federal government. Them black men got the syphilis from the sheep. They got them from the sheep.
I hear you, but you know better than that. You know better than that. How about the LSD experiments that we did on ourselves? See, our government did this. And they're going to tell me I don't need a gun to protect myself from him or them? You got to be kidding me.
Here's the thing. What people don't realize is when they think of the government, they think of an entity.
Yeah.
No, it's not like that. When you talk about the government, you're talking about individuals coming together and setting policy.
Absolutely.
And those individuals that come together and set policy, and the founding fathers did it. They wanted to set the system up so that no particular group of individuals could control any minority group.
Right.
Everybody would have a voice. But it seems to me what they've done, what the progressives have done, is they've gotten they're treating the American people like a NICAD battery. a NiCad battery, a rechargeable battery, will gain in memory after a certain amount of use. And what it will do is, if you do not dispense or discharge all that energy out of that battery, it will only charge up to where you plug it up at. So you might think you got a full battery, but you only got half of it.
Right.
We're getting used to this stuff.
Yeah,
so therefore,
right.
We're only going to perform at a certain level and think that we're doing excellent. 17 or 21 in the world, that's not good. That's not good at all.
No, not at all. But see, here it is. People think we're crazy when we talk like that. It's just like these two brothers over in Belgium. They're twins, right? And they both were going blind at the same time. And they asked the doctors to kill them because they couldn't bear the thought of not seeing each other again. And these doctors killed them. People don't believe that they will euthanize your behind very soon. I don't know why you think that they won't do this. Well, they won't do that. Why won't they do that? They won't come take our guns. I have on my Facebook a huge pile of shoes, and it says,
yeah,
here are the people that patiently waited to vote against Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
Okay. And there was nothing left but their shoes, of course, because we know what happened. Those people were taken to the gulags. So if you think that your government cannot get so far out of hand that they will come to destroy you, I don't know what to tell you, because you just are very naive.
Yeah.
very naive.
Very much so. And the sad thing about it is, The people that are sounding the alarm are the ones that are being accused of being the ones that's evil.
Right.
I mean, I'm telling you, listen, girl, this man is beating you upside your head every night. You need to get up out of there before he kills you. No, but I love him. He'll get better. No, he doesn't ever get better. The only way it stops is when you're 6 foot under.
That's the only way it stops, or you got the hell beat out of you so bad that you finally gave up.
Finally, you give up
because that sometimes there is one of those those spots where that they let it go. So we'll see how that one works. We'll just see how that one works. But, here it is. They think we're crazy, man. I'm looking in the chat room, and Stan and Kavita, man, think we're crazy now with some of the stuff we're saying. But I don't see how when history tells us that our government will do bad things to us.
Well, Jeff, I'm just wondering, okay? The fiscal cliff deal, okay? Our taxes would not go up.
You're right.
How many people at 77% of Americans would not go up, right? Okay.
Yeah, but
okay. I must be in that 23% in the upper crust because my taxes went up. Okay.
Yes, they did.
Do you want to know what else went up this year by 14%? My health insurance went up 14%. Okay. So the amount of percentage of raise that I've got to get to bring me back to where I was before December 31st, I'm not going to get that.
Be right back.
Hello?
there ain't no such thing. Yes, it is. It's the Baltimore Ravens, Ozzie Newsome's team that he handpicked and put together. Ray Lewis, this is his last year. And I'm hoping that they can pull it out and go to the Super Bowl. But they're going up against New England. South, you are still in the queue if you want to say something. They're going up against New England, and that's going to be something else to see. So we'll see how that turns out. I don't know if that's going to work so good, but we're going to see, because we're going to definitely be looking to see how this will proceed. So, with that in mind.
I'm looking to next year, so.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that.
Well, you got Atlanta.
Oh, man. But Birds, not even close.
They did pretty good.
Atlanta is becoming the Dallas of the South as far as their fans. Their fans are they're just like Dallas fans, man. They don't shut up. I mean, just aggravating.
Hey, wait a minute. I got one for you. We're going back with the gun thing. Rahm Emanuel is on his way to Washington, D.C. Okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah. To advocate for gun control. Now, you tell me this. They already done had 22 murders in Chicago already this year. 2013, 22 murders. What does he think is going to happen with gun control? And they had the total gun control in their county. And, in fact, when they started allowing people to conceal carry, the death rate went down a little bit.
Hey, do non-criminals commit murder?
Sure.
No, what I'm saying is non-criminals, I'm just having a hard time. They want more gun laws in Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay. You got how many gun laws in Chicago now? And who's paying attention to it?
Well, here's the thing. The point is this. People can use a gun at the wrong time for a number of reasons. You get mad, you see your wife or your husband in bed with somebody else, you might use a gun. Okay? Those are the things that you're looking at. But mostly what you're seeing is people killing each other over robbing them, over an argument over illegal activities such as drugs, gambling, et cetera, robbery. Okay? So the thing is guns are involved in those things more so than just the innocent, you know, somebody killed somebody over here. Now, they didn't raise Cain about one single black man or black youth being killed in the streets of this country. Until these young...
With the exception of Trayvon Martin, and there's a new kid out there, Mr. Johnson, was killed. But other than that, no, nothing's been said.
Nothing said at all. Nothing said at all, which just totally just chaps my hide, because here you got Jesse Jackson saying stupid suck, make gun manufacturers responsible. You got what's the guy in the Senate talking about? He wants all gun sellers
Schumer.
To stop selling until Chuck Schumer.
Follow that reasoning, okay? all right?
Mm-hmm.
Millions of men get cut by safety razors every year. We need to outlaw those. You have many people get killed in automobile accidents every year. We need to outlaw automobiles. However, the big one is over a million babies are aborted every year and are killed in the womb. We need to get rid of that.
1.3.
You say that and everybody's like, well, you can't do nothing about that because a woman's got a right to choose. Well, I got a right to choose which weapon I'm going to shoot this fool with if he break in my door unwelcome. Plain and simple. If she's got a right to choose to kill her baby in the womb, then I've got a right to choose which weapon I'm going to use to stop this fool from hurting me and my family.
Right. But of course, South, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. You're just a right winger. You right winger. That's all.
there's no reason. There's absolutely no reason for anyone to have an assault rifle. Do with it. And I'm like, well, listen, these weapons that are being sold, you call them rifles, but these are.
Where'd you go? You disappeared for a second.
Yeah. They're calling them assault rifles, but they're semi-automatic weapons, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a fully automatic AK-47 is an assault weapon, okay? And Uzi is an assault weapon. But an AR-15 that's semi-automatic is not an assault weapon, folks. It's a rifle.
The thing is the kind of weapons they want to ban weren't even the ones that were used. That's what gets me.
And here's the other thing. The weapons that were used and the person that used them illegally. But, you know, hey, if one does it, that means all of them going to do it. So, if that be the case, yeah, then if they say that, then what you think they think about black folks?
626.
And one do it.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Covina, man?
What's going on? See, I was talking this weekend, to my, normal liberal political people, and we were having our chat up, and the gun issue was the topic of the week, and people bring up all the Columbines and the Virginia Tech and Gaffer Gifford or whatever her name is and all this stuff. But I was trying to remind the black folks I'm talking to, that there was 1921, there was Tulsa, Oklahoma. In 1923, there was Rosewood. And there's been others before and others since. That we black folks are the ones that need to have our weapons. Because white folks at any moment can do their white thing, go crazy, and burn up a whole city or kill a whole bunch of black folks. It's been done before. It's been done in America. It's been done overseas. It's been done everywhere. So there's black folks, for black folks to be advocating any kind of gun ban, that's utterly ridiculous.
I thought you were on the other side of this. I'm absolutely in agreement with you.
We had this conversation before, man. I said I want every freaking weapon. If they got a weapon, if I can afford it, I'm going to get it.
And the point is this: why do you think, though, Doc, that the government really is? They know good and doggone well that the cause of this gun was not an assault weapon. It was not one. So the thing is, but they really want to go after the assault weapons in the high capacity clips.
Yeah.
What do you think they want from you?
They want to disarm you. Like here in California, it's like you can have one of those assault weapons, but they put a special lock on the magazine where you can't get it open in an emergency. You have to get like a special tool to take the magazine off. It's called a bullet lock. And you can only have like 10 round capacity, whether you got a 9 millimeter or a 40, whatever it is. You can only have 10 rounds any gun, you know, except for a 22. If 22 doesn't really kill much anyway, so they, you know, you can have a so-called high-capacity 22 clip or magazine. You know, but it's ridiculous. It's like, you know, what they want to do is they want to disarm. They want to have the ability for the state officials to come in and harass minority people. Because gun control is really about controlling the guns in the hands of black folks. They really don't care about the, you know, guns in the hands of white folks. That's that when the NRA and they support, you know, the laws that came from white folks trying to control the guns of black folks. Here in California, I live in the Wild West, right? This was the Wild, Wild West. Everybody used to walk around with a loaded six shooter on their hip.
Absolutely.
Right? And then all of a sudden, as soon as Huey Newton and the Black Panthers start exercising their Second Amendment rights and start walking around with guns, all of a sudden, here come the white folks. Let's ban carrying guns. Now you can't carry a gun. Can't carry a loaded gun. Now you can't carry an unloaded gun. They made it. You can't even carry an unloaded gun in California.
Well, that's because, but see, here again, you're saying because of Huey Newton and them. I say, It had to do strictly with the progressives taking over. Because you have had this, well, you've had this pushed out since the 67, 68. Am I correct?
It's racial, man. The whole thing
is. It's not just racial.
No, man, it's racial and it's only racial. All this other stuff is just icing on the cake. Because it's like as soon as the white folk go in and shoot up in Arizona, white folks shooting the white folks, they come to the black neighborhoods and say, let's have a gun buyback program. We're going to give you some tickets to Disneyland if you turn in your gun. As soon as another white folk go over there, because another white folks, they go to the other, but here they come again. They have a gun buyback program in Oakland, California. All you know, turn in your gun, they give you a free pizza or something like that.
It's the conservative whites that are doing that, though. It's liberal whites.
It doesn't matter.
You voted for them. You voted for this to happen.
Now, brother. But what I'm saying is, I want you to get informed, man. Especially I want Tracy. Perhaps she can find out. You know, listen to the show, or whatever. The BBC did a history of racism. It's probably about 4 or 5 years old now, but it's the BBC. They did like a documentary, like PBS. They did documentaries and stuff. It'd be very informative.
Mm-hmm.
They did an informative world history of racism in the world, and you can watch it on YouTube or whatever. It's just simply called Racism: A History, and it's BBC. And they explain it as this convener man was trying to inform Tracy about the history of white supremacy. They do it like I wrote it. And they cover everything from, you know, world history to whatever, like, aggressive and wherever. They cover everything. So they don't leave nothing unturned. But, you know, get informed, man, and find out what it is I'm talking about because, you know, I try to explain stuff to people, it's difficult.
There's no doubt. You have to understand that the abolitionists were one of the earliest people to go for us to have guns to protect us against the Jim Crow people and the KKK that had formed, et cetera, et cetera. That's why we had concealed carry and carry allowances in the country written into law. But the thing is now it's being subjugated the other way, and the people that the president is asking for a complete assault weapon ban, foolishly, because assault weapon wasn't even used in that attack. So you tell me why he wants it. This is the guy you voted for. And I hope you can hang on for a little while. I got to go to these breaks. But we'll talk about that on the other side. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
Not an offer to sell a franchise. The offer of a franchise can only be made through the delivery of a franchise disclosure document.
How would you like to have your own money-making, fresh, healthy vending franchise? The company that has revolutionized the vending machine business with healthy snacks and drinks has done it again with the world's only combination gourmet organic espresso coffee healthy snack vending machine. These brightly colored, high-tech, dual-temperature control vending machines will be placed in premier locations in your community. Businesses, hospitals, schools, military bases, health clubs, and other high-traffic areas. Fully stocked with fresh, healthy foods like yogurts, organic espresso coffee, 100% fruit juices, smoothies, granola bars, and other popular brand name healthy and organic snacks. Consumers demand these kinds of healthy foods, and that's why franchise areas are getting gobbled up across the nation. A highly profitable business for you with full training and support. Plus, Fresh Healthy Vending secures premier locations for your machines on your behalf. Call now, 800-424-8282. Get information on how to own your own groundbreaking Fresh Healthy Vending franchise today. 800-424-8282. 800-424-8282.
Hi, I'm Jamie, and I've been a Giant Eagle customer for 15 years. With a big family, phone contract payments can be pretty expensive every month. That's why switching to no-contract phones and prepaid wireless cards from Giant Eagle and Gecko makes a lot of sense. You can save more than $1,000 over those pricey two-year phone contracts, and you don't have to sacrifice anything to save. Giant Eagle and Gecko have great phones from a wide range of trusted carriers, including Net10, TracFone, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You'll find a great variety of prepaid wireless cards to choose from, too, whether you need minutes as you go or a monthly unlimited plan. The best part is you can earn fuel perks on it all, which will get you to a free tank of gas even faster. Big savings while keeping the family connected. That's my Giant Eagle advantage.
Ring in the new year by stretching your budget further into 2013. Through January 23rd, earn 20-cent fuel perks for every $50 you spend on no-contract phones and prepaid wireless cards at Giant Eagle and Get-Go. Savings claim based on comparison with AT&T two-year contract plan with unlimited talk, text, and 3 gigabyte data. Limited time offer. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
The best things in life are free.
The world has changed. The old ways of saving for retirement, they're gone forever. Today, you need Legacy Financial Strategies. Legacy Financial Strategies offers you the safe retirement roadmap you're looking for, plus tax-free retirement solutions. That's right. Tax-free retirement solutions. To set up your free review, log on to leavealegacy.com. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Today, you need Legacy Financial Strategies. And make sure to listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies radio show, Saturday mornings at 11 on AM 600 WSOM.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. But it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
Happy New Year from your friends at Fairway Ford in Canfield. New Year savings at Fairway Ford means take a gigantic 25% off every new 2013 Ford F-150 in stock. Plus, we'll include a bed liner and remote starter, too. We have over 200 F-150s available, regular cabs, super cabs, and crew cabs, and they're all 25% off. See us at fairwayfordus.com or call 330-533-FORD. Fairway, that's the way we do business.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com, or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And we're back once again, afternoon with Tracy and Friends, and we're talking about what's on your mind and wanting to know you to hear a little bit about what's on our minds. We're talking about gun control at this particular moment, but you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Locally, our number is 300-330-781-9600 or on our unlimited internet line, just
347-945-5229. You can come in and call us and talk about what's on your mind. Talking about gun control, we're talking to Covina Man. Covina Man thinks that all gun control right now is racist. And that's very interesting because in my thought, the people that want gun control are the people that most African-Americans voted for this past time. And they are, which are Democrats, they're called Democrats. Okay, progressive, liberal Democrats. Okay, they want this gun control. So my point is, why and who is being the racist if that's the case? Covina Man, do you care to expound?
Yeah, I you know what? I think that as black people being part of, you know, Democrat or Republican, but in, let's say this case, you're talking about the Democrats, that the Democrats are going to come up with issues that African-American people aren't going to agree with. And I think, unfortunately, well, I would say especially, like, in the area of, like, you know, homosexual or immigration or something like that. But and there's other issues that black folks probably have drunk the Kool-Aid, too. So I would say, you know, excluding people like me, but I'm not a Democrat, but excluding people like me, they, you know, they overlook certain things. And, you know, just like the, you know, black Republicans, they overlook everything. I didn't think that there's certain things that the Democrats might do that is not beneficial towards black folks, either long-term or short-term. And it's just because we live in a two-party system, we sort of fit into the lesser of two evils. And it's just that I think that the situation with the guns, that this too shall pass, they'll make their run, they'll make their attempt, and then it'll be blowback or whatever, and then that'll be, you know, put the rest for a while. So you can go back to your you know, safe zone. But, you know, I think that when the president says he supports the what he calls the assault weapon ban, I think he's doing that because people come to the president and say you should do this, and he can say whatever, but he knows he can't get through the Senate. It's not gonna get through the House. So it's like it's safe. It's safe to say I believe in the absolute when you know the president never follows through on the absolute. He's never followed through on the absolute yet. So it's almost like political rhetoric.
I hear you say that, but I totally, of course, disagree because of this. He shouldn't even say it. It's not necessary for him to say it, not for him to have the political clout with his own party, because he's got that pretty much. But the thing is this particular issue he wrote about in his books as well. He's a progressive, Doc. He is a liberal progressive. He's a Marxist socialist, in my opinion. The point is, they don't want you armed. They don't want anybody armed. Because when Marxist socialist people take over, they want totalitarian rule. As in the case of our last tyrant, of pretty much where we got into a world war over it, was Adolf Hitler. 2 years before he...
Now you're going crazy, man.
No, that's not crazy. It's exactly what he did.
I'm not talking about him. I'm just talking about... This is fantasy, man. This is not the United States. This is not Germany.
Okay, now, how did Germany get to be Germany?
Watch that BBC special.
I've seen every documentary on Europe and Germany that has been out. I haven't missed one.
The way they got it is white folks started to believe in eliminating lesser humans. Right.
Uh-huh.
So they had the idea about they're getting rid of the forced sterilization and getting rid of people so that's where that comes from.
Okay, so
like
abortion. So you don't think that's the move
around the world?
You don't think that's the move behind abortion?
No.
Oh my God! They're wanting to sterilize every inner city school child out there, black inner city child. So you tell me That's not the same thing.
No, Jeff. No, that's fantasy, man. I don't know why. Doc, within the past five years,
it went to the Supreme Court. What are you talking about?
But I don't know why you fantasize about such things, man. What is the purpose of that?
Why do
you think of certain things, man? I don't understand that. I don't understand that about you. I mean, brother to brother, why are you fantasizing about some stupid stuff like that, man? I mean, dude, come on.
Once again, dude, I'll tell you this. I feel sorry for you because of this.
If our government
took part in giving our people ahead of us part of our bloodlines, part of our heritage, our community, syphilis, to see how it would work. If they did that and they gave some of everybody, not just blacks, but some other people, that gave them LSD to see its effects on humans, not on the jail population, but on the population at large, military population as well. Tell me that they won't try to do something to you. That's my point.
Jeff,
I think it's crazy for you to think otherwise.
I'm not saying that the history of white folks is not above that. We lived through that. I said we went through the civil rights movement. We went through the movement to advance non-white people, right, from the treatment of white people in their eugenics movements and their unhuman treatment of non-white people. That has been a move. We need to continue that. We need to continue to address that because they're capable of doing it once. They're capable of doing it again. So I'm not saying that a government or a group of white folks could not do this, but we have advanced to the point that now we are aware of what white folks have done in the past, what white folks are capable of doing. We have to protect ourselves. That's why we need guns. That's why we need everything. We need to be talking to each other. We need to be all this information out here. But to think that this is somehow that the government is somehow going to come and do this because they're liberal or because they're whatever it is, that's nonsense. What it has to do with is white folks. This is how white folks treat non-white people. This is what we have to be aware of.
My friend, I'll tell you this. This is where I really, like I said, I feel sorry for you.
I don't feel sorry for me. I don't understand it.
I feel sorry for you because you can't see it. It's just like. In the Bible, there was a story of a prophet, and his donkey he was riding could see this flaming sword and this angel getting ready to kill him when he went around this one mountain pass, and he stopped and wouldn't move. And then the prophet was beating the donkey and saying, "What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?" And God let the donkey speak. And he said, "Have I ever done you wrong?" He said, "You can't see that angel there with a flaming sword getting ready to kill you when you go around the corner." And all of a sudden his eyes was open. He could see that thing. He said, "Oh, my goodness, I didn't know, blah, blah, blah." And so he had to do what God had told him to do, more or less. But what I'm telling you in that story is this. You're not seeing the angel. You don't see them. You don't see abortion movement in this country and a president that when states stop funding Planned Parenthood, he gets mad and tells them they better, and he withholds federal funds from them, or he funds the Planned Parenthood itself. His first executive order was to make sure that abortions are paid for in foreign countries by United States citizens, which should be unconstitutional, first of all. But the point is this. You're not seeing it. The people that you think are the lesser two evils are the greater of two evils by far, because they are actively trying to destroy you. They want to get rid of you through your schools not teaching anything. They want to get rid of you through having no health care. And don't think that because you got the Affordable Health Care Act where you have to buy health care that that's going to help you any, because you're going to still be the last one treated.
I don't think either, don't think that because of this that they're not trying to kill you off. That's why they let crime run rampant through your neighborhood. You don't see gangbangers out in the suburbs shooting up houses at each other. You don't see that. It happens in your neighborhood. And then you got a whole thought about it where you don't snitch. They got you, my brother. They got you. They got you. They got you. They got you where they want you because you are in their party doing their bidding, and they're killing you off daily.
You're misinformed, my brother.
No, I'm not misinformed at all. Not at all. And I wish I could get a couple callers.
You're not plugged into reality here, dude.
Oh, my God.
I see where you're coming from, man. I mean, where you coming from is you have this belief that, you know, the Antichrist is coming and is going to set up, you know, the world population or the world society, and is going to be, you know, Armageddon and stuff. And
that has nothing to do with what I believe.
This is what I assume that you believe. So you believe this, so you set up this whole fantasy about how this is going to unfold, and you're creating it as you go along. So you're hoping
one don't have
come up so you can create this Antichrist
and
bring on
that's craziness. That's craziness. You do not have to wipe out black people for the Antichrist to come to power. Okay, so has nothing to do with that. Yes, I do believe there's going to be an Antichrist. Yes, I do believe that we have governments are fomenting and moving that way right now at a very high speed. Yes, I do believe that. But it has nothing to do with what you're looking at in front of your space.
That paints your view of how you see the world around you because you have this fantasy.
You have
this religious belief, so you paint the world as if it's fulfilling your religious belief, which is, you know, so everything that people do is like, it fits into the framework of the puzzle you're trying to put together to explain, yeah, this is what's happening, but it's not happening. This is your disillusion of how you're trying to see the world, and it's not real.
I love you much, my brother, and I appreciate your where you just come from because I think you generally were concerned. But once again, I have the burden of being able to see it. Hate to tell you that, but it comes out what I tell you every time. I told you what this guy was going to do. Black unemployment is up. Taxes are up. Huh?
Yeah, go back.
Okay, no, it's not a blowback. It's plan. It's
right.
Plan. P-L-A-N.
Jeff,
you should know that. White folks do the hiring. They gonna do that. They gonna take it out on black folks.
Like they ain't taking it out on the white. That is not what's happening.
It's always been the agenda of white folks.
Oh God,
they ain't never changed.
So why do you vote for them?
They only want you. They only want you when you depend on them. Or stuff like that. But as soon
thank
as you,
you.
As soon as
like
you,
the Democrat Party.
In general, man.
Go ahead.
I think I'm just sitting here listening, man. I think all that needs to happen now is what this brother has just done is diagnose you very well. What you call that, like a psychologist with you sitting in one of them chairs over there?
Go ahead.
Now, all that needs to happen now is you need a prescription. That's it. I mean he right on point.
Okay, we can't go no further. You hold your point, and he hold his point, and I'm big enough to fight both of y'all at one time, and I want to hear this point. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, we'll be right back.
Is Michigan?
Yeah. Man, yeah. I mean, it really can't be said no plainer, man. I mean, you that's exactly what you hear when you listen to Jeff. He is very delusional, and his religious worldview. See, in order to make that stuff real, man, you have to be able to show some real life examples to say, see, I told you so. It's
yeah.
like with anything that's mythological. If you cannot bring it into the sense realm, you have a hard time believing it. So he has to go get all these conspiracy theories and then line all that stuff up using bad math to try to make it a reality on the planet. And it's,
yeah.
it's very delusional. Very delusional. And this thing about the other big delusion he got is his misunderstanding of European thought and history and intentions in general, because he seems to believe that there is a distinction between groups of Europeans and their intentions as it relates to black folk, and it is not. There is no difference. But
right.
he thinks it is.
Yeah, there's no difference between
no.
a progressive and a conservative when
no.
it comes to the treatment of non-white people.
Absolutely. Bingo.
Right, so the way that they might deal with each other might be on a basis of progressive.
That's different, right.
Conservative, yeah. But when they deal with a group of non-white people, it's a
that
universal.
It's universal, that's right. Correct.
Right.
Absolutely. But he'll never see that.
No.
And one of the reasons he'll never see that because of the affinity he has for white folk, which you don't have to hate white folk, but Jeff has an affinity for whites. He tells a story. A white man
yeah.
took his dad out the trash can or some mess like that. I'm not making light of that. But his, you know, white man took his dad in and raised him and stuff like that. So he has an affinity. He'd been in the military. So you develop affinities for white culture when those type of things happen. And I'm not making light of any of those. But that's natural.
Yeah, I see that too, man. But you see that with a lot of Christian conservatives.
Yeah.
That, you know, they have this worldview, and you know, it's part of their religion. They got to bring about the destruction
yeah.
of the welfare world.
Yeah.
For their religious purposes, so everything fits into that framework.
Right.
It's like
you can't have
a logical conversation. Because they're going to bring in illogical stuff that fits the agenda.
Because it doesn't line up. And the deeper you get into them trying to explain it, the more lunacy you get out
yeah.
of them. Because it's like a devolving process. Once you make one lunatic statement.
Trying to figure out what's going
to
happen
to
here because
statement,
they want
to
get me a prescription to help me. And I don't have any local help. I don't know where my help is today. I think everybody just ran away from me, but, you know, that's okay because I can handle myself, and that's okay because I got my man Kavina Man from out in L.A., or L.A. area anyway, and I got
yeah.
Michigan Man from up north country where it ought to be snowing and raining or freezing rain today.
Yeah,
and he probably is upset because of that, so that's why he's calling in. Then 438. You are next. In fact, 438, your line is open. I don't even know who you are, but I want to let them.
Jeff. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's Stanley. Wait a minute, Stanley. Hold on. Let Michigan Man finish. Ladies and gentlemen, I have pulled a triple header here on Tracy and Friends.
Well, a triple header. Listen,
Michigan Man, go ahead. You
yeah,
first.
I'm on a because I feel sorry for you. I ain't gonna say much more. I'm gonna go look for the type of prescription that you need. I'm not sure what medicine you need, but I'm gonna do a little research while they talking, and then I'm gonna chime back in when I know exactly the type of medicine you need to deal with your schizophrenia and lunacy.
Well, let me tell you something.
No,
before anybody talks, and Michigan Man, I want you to hear this. I want you to understand that North Carolina was the state where they were forcing your sterilization in the state. And that state was controlled by not Republicans. It was controlled by Democrats. For years and years and years. And that's who instituted the forced sterilization. So my point is to you is this. When I tell you, I'm not telling you because of any political impetus and letting one set of people off the hook than the other. Because I think for a lot of things to happen, there has to be a lot of agreement going on from both parties for things to happen. So don't get it twisted. Jeff ain't sitting out here saying that one side is better than the other and one's a lesser evil. Prejudice of white people are everywhere, and that's what you got to deal with. But when you make and don't look at what systems they have put in your community to control you and to control all that you do and say, your schooling, you have to say, yeah, we need the unions in the school. Yeah, we got to fight for that. We got to stop these governors from trying to take that union control. No, you don't. Because the unions are not in your child's best interest. They're in the union's best interest.
Well, you know I would agree. You know I'm always agree with that.
Well, I'm saying.
But what you're doing, that's just one, how would you say, black cultural virus, meaning the education process. That's just one. And you're absolutely right.
Shall I name the others?
Well, I mean, all of them can be named. That's not a secret. But what you do is you for instance, you say that the it's the unions who don't want blacks educated.
No.
But the purpose of the unions is for white middle class jobs. Now, it just so happened that because white folk, the value of black life is not the same for whites, then you would understand why blacks would not be educated properly, which they can't do anyway. So now, you're looking for this conspiracy theory to say unions have a conspiracy to not teach blacks.
No, sir.
That is incorrect. To keep white middle class jobs in place, and the blowback from that is that blacks won't be educated.
I absolutely.
That's the proper. Okay.
We can all agree on that, right? We can all agree on what Michigan just said on that, right?
No, I don't. I do not.
The delusion.
No, here's my point. Because first of all, I didn't say that unions are trying to not educate the kids. I'm saying that educating your kids is not in the union's best interest. What their interest is...
You got a conspiracy behind it. Go ahead.
No, there's no conspiracy. Right. It is exactly what it is. It is the elitist progressives who have kept your schools not performing. It is the elitist progressives that have kept crime riding in your neighborhoods while they're not riding in anybody else's neighborhoods. It is the elitist progressives that have you that make up 12% of the population.
No.
But wait a minute. But 37% of the babies that are killed are killed out of your community. The elitist progressives have done that all.
No, it's the European culture that has done that.
Whether it's the European culture or not.
Call it correctly.
I'm not being delusional. I'm telling you that there's a group of people that say this is what they want.
It's the overall culture.
Oh, boy. Doc, there are a group of people, if you look up the progressives of the world, they will tell
this up,
you these
this
things.
Is crazy. God dang, this is crazy.
Oh, boy. Okay.
What about the elite of conservative, Jeff? Do you think the elite and conservative do things
of
also?
Ain't no such thing as elite of conservative in Jeff's book.
Sure there is. Can I explain something? I'll get ready to shut you all down because you ain't listening to me.
No,
you're talking over me. So on the radio, it might be crazy, but on my broadcast, it's not. Listen, I am not saying any of that stuff that you guys are saying. Not at all. I'm very specific with what I'm saying. There are progressives on the left, and there are progressives on the right. And I tried to tell you the reason why I was not a big Romney man. It's because he's a right side progressive.
No, here we go. He's
okay.
Can I replace the word progressive, Jeff? With another word?
No sense.
No, you can't give them another word because that's the word that they call themselves by.
I'm not talking. Listen. Progressive is just like an organization like the Moose, or like the Elks, or like something like that. They are an organization. They have a freaking membership. You understand? I'm not telling you no stupidity here. I'm trying to tell you there's a group of people that have a combined interest in destroying you. And you're stupid enough to vote for them every single time.
Well,
and that's my point.
Jeff, can I add something? Because you're picking and choosing who you think is conservative and progressive. You just said
all
that
fits into the delusion, Stan.
Man. Convenient man, like he says, everything that doesn't work with Republicans is going to say it's a progressive or the liberal. Everything.
Listen, he got the stamp. Anything that's bad, he stamped it on the progressive. Right. If it's a slave owner, if he whips somebody, that's a progressive. If it's some genocide Hitler, that's a progressive. Anything,
right,
everything that doesn't work. An arsonist, oh, that's progressive.
Convenient man. And hold on, Stanley. Y'all both went off the deep end because that's a lie from the pit of hell. First of all, I'm not frivolous by any means and by anything I say. And first of all, I can prove what I say, but you cannot. Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you, first of all, I told you that and it has been my thing for the past 6 years that I've been doing talk radio, that I've said they're left side progressives and they're right side progressives that want the same goal in two different ways. Both of them want world dominance, but the left side progressives want a United Nations-led world dominance, one world government, and the right side progressives want a United States-led one world government. There's a big difference in the – can I finish, please? There's a big difference in the two, and that's my thought. That's my opinion. That's not in my opinion. It's what they are. That's what they tell you they are. But the thing is – if you don't go,
you write this down.
Well, it's not just but to be the man.
Jeff, I'm hearing you.
Go ahead, Stanley. Hold on there. Stanley, you go ahead. You got the floor.
So Jeff, I'm hearing you. So now we have a right wing conservative, a right wing progressive, and left wing progressive now?
Absolutely.
Wow, it's convenient, man. This is crazy. This is getting crazier and crazier.
This is what I was saying, man.
Wait a minute. You guys are making noise. Where have you been for the past 2 years?
Wow. This is crazy, man. Jeff, Stanley.
Stanley, you don't know what a progressive is, so it doesn't matter about you. You're not going to ask me anything yet. You're going to talk to me, first of all. First of all, I've said this continually for the past 5 years, 6 years that I've been on the radio.
Okay.
I have never changed my view. I said it during the primaries of this last year, this last cycle. Said, well, who are you for? I told you, I was for Newt Gingrich. Well, why did you want – Romney is the man. I said, well, Romney's going to get it, but I don't want Romney because he's just as much a progressive, almost the same as Barack Obama. That's what I said each time. How did you miss that? Okay?
You did miss it.
Because you're acting like you're hearing something new right now, and you're facilitating a left-wing lie like you usually do.
Let me do my talk, and let me tell you why I heard you and everything, but I'm finding you very hypocrite to just say that Romney wasn't a Republican or a conservative. He was.
He's not a conservative.
We have nothing to talk about because everything that like convenient man is saying, everything that is bad is progressive. Everything that is good is conservative. That's a lie.
That's a lie, Stanley. I can't let you continue. You have to listen to me. You made a charge, and I told you that is a lie. That is a lie.
Okay.
Okay, I do not agree with all conservatism.
I do not agree that once you've been in jail that you should not be able to vote when you come out. That's a conservative vent. I don't believe that certain things that the conservatives believe. But I believe in more of the things the conservatives believe than I do any of the things that the Democrats or the leftists believe, the liberals. I don't believe in liberalism at all because it has failed whatever society it's been a part of. Absolutely. So now, if you want to have a rational discussion, let's discuss rational points here instead of just...
But let's talk rational, Paul. You're making a lot of assumption of a president. You're basically saying that
I didn't make any assumption on him. I listened to his words.
Okay. Did he say, I'm going to take your gun?
Yes.
No. He didn't say, you're a convenient man?
He doesn't have to say the words, Stanley.
And it all fits into the delusion. Man, I don't know how to really.
You guys are really stupid. Here's the thing. Now, I over the radio, I shouldn't call you stupid, but I'm saying this point of view is asinine because nobody.
I just want to start to what you said. I asked you a direct question.
Stanley.
Did the president of the United States said, I'm going to take your gun?
No, he's not. Yes. Stanley,
okay.
how much of a fool?
But you said he said.
Absolutely.
So how did he say that? He never said it.
Because I'm telling you by his actions what he's getting ready to do. Plain and simple.
Wow.
Now, you say, wow. Okay, now, Stanley, instead of saying wow, now listen. I told you he's a Marxist socialist. That is what I see him doing. That is what he said in his books, that y'all don't ever bring up the facts of what the heck he says in his books. But you just keep on just agreeing. Oh, yeah, we got him in. That's foolishness. Instead of looking at what the heck he's saying. Stop, Stanley, because we get ready to go to the top of our news break, and I'm having the last word here. Look at what he's saying and doing. You don't override the Constitution and say you're not going to do, you know, part of the law. We'll be back after this.
Wow. Wow. Jeez, I never heard that. He's making so many assumptions, this guy Covino, man. This is crazy. Matu, did you hear him? Matu.
I'm listening, man.
I'm here.
It's bizarre, man.
I ask him a simple question. Did the President of the United States say to them, I'm taking your gun? No, he didn't. So why are you making the assumption that he's going to take your gun? Because he's going to take it anyways. Really? He didn't say that, but he's gonna do it.
I'm researching Jeff's condition.
Looking
for the correct term. I done found three so far, but I'm trying to find the best one.
Wow,
he fits under three of them so far, but I'm gonna.
He's like making so many assumptions. You know, Kavinia, man, he makes me think like, you know, the when we went to the Iraq War and we asked him, where are the weapons of mass destruction? Well, we don't know where they are.
It's northeast, southwest of here. You know, we're changing cities, but like, it's northeast, southwest of here? Like, come on, man.
He's like, where are the weapons? Oh, well, you know, it's because Clinton brings that. Okay, fine. But where are the weapons? Show us the weapons, Jeff. I can't bring you the weapons. He got us in the UN and everything for 12, 16 things that they didn't do right. I'm like, well, Jeff, you know, Israel did 32 things that they didn't do right. How come we're not in a war against them? Well, you know, we need Israel to protect this country. Oh, okay.
What it is, too, is since a lot of what he has or is based upon his belief is faith, you don't really need proof. All you have to do is have faith. So when you're discussing politics or whatever, it's not like you and me having some issues and we talk about specific things. It falls into their faith. They just faith, they believe it without having any evidence. It's just they know it because, you know, the Bible tells them something. And it's like, so you don't need faith. I mean, he doesn't need proof. He doesn't have to show us anything. He just believes in his faith, and that's where it is.
And then they come back when President Obama became president for the second time. I just lost my country. How did you lose your country? Nothing changed. What changed since Obama did that? Did you lose your country? How? Well, I don't know. I just lost my country. How? Nothing changed. He didn't change anything yet. He didn't make no change in everything. He said what he believed, and the people said, we believe what you believe. He didn't make any change like that. He didn't take the guns of people. He did it in the press conference, and we asked him, are you going to take the gun? No, I'm not going to take the gun. I'm going to just sit down with my vice president, look at this recommendation, look at mine, and we're going to talk about it back to the people.
Yep.
That's what he's going to do. And then he's going to vote on whatever he decides to do. I'm not going to take your gun. I'm like, okay, you're going to take our gun. He's going to be a Marxist. He's going to put us in prison like Hitler. Really? Now he's Hitler now. Wow. You have a cousin in the United States who's Hitler now. Wow.
That's under their belief, man. That, you know, they might, you know, some people believe he's the Antichrist. So, you know, what can you say, man? And you can't have a real, you can't have a real discussion. Like if we're talking about facts and what somebody says or does, and then they start just talking about faith and then what they believe, where can you go, man?
Yeah, but come with facts at least. Show me something. I'm asking. The president did say he's going to take our gun. Oh, okay, then we could talk. He didn't even say that. He's like, and he's always coming by you. Well, he said in our book, my book. So a book defines you. So if I write a book about me and I sold it and I wrote it for about me, does that define me if I wrote it 5 years, 6 years ago? I can have never changed my life, my mind of stuff and things like that, or improve of the things I believe in? Or does it stick with me for the rest of my life? I write a book that sticks with you no matter what you do.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man.
He always comes back. Yo, he said it in his book. He wrote a book. Does that define a person is defined by the book now? Wow. So people don't write any book now. Because if you have a book and Jeff knows it, you're done. You know,
I remember we had a conversation. I wanted to understand because he kept going into this progressive stuff and what it is. He's laying out, give me the information so I can research it, and it's blank. This is there is no evidence. It's just what they believe. I mean, like, give me some evidence so I can go. Say what?
And did you hear him? He said there's a left progressive and there's a right progressive now. Really?
Yeah, it makes totally no sense.
I'm like, left and right progressive, and there's no, and conservative, no, no, conservative are always good. There's a left and right progressive, Stanley. Oh, okay. And Romney was what? Oh, he was a right progressive.
Mitt Romney was a progressive, yeah.
I'm like, really? Romney was a progressive. Romney was a typical Republican of what we see.
Right. Yeah, they just have a blanket stamp, man. Whatever they don't like, they just put progressive on it. So,
yeah.
You know, Hitler was a progressive.
Yeah, everything is a progressive. Let's not even go with Hitler. If you tell him Hitler was a Christian, he goes mad at you. Hitler wasn't a Christian. Yeah, but he wrote in his belt, for God we trust. That's in his belt when the German people. That's what was written in their belt, Jeff. So how was Hitler not a Christian? That's what was written in his memory and everything. He was doing it against the Jew because the Jew was the responsible for killing Jesus Christ back in the day. Remember back in the day, man, if you were Jew, you were done. You were saw as evil in this country and anywhere in the world. Now everybody's acting like, oh, Jew are great.
Don Hannity, this is News Talk 600. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com.
And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're back once again, afternoon with Tracy and friends, Jeff in the air chair, getting ready to finish the last hour of the show for the day. Thank you, thank you. I want my detractor friends and everybody in the audience here today, I want you to go and look up progressivism on the internet, under Google, and look at when progressivism started and how they are a party and they are worldwide in agreement on certain things. And they are not just people that think forward. Progressives are not people that think forward. Progressives are people that think liberally. Progressives are those who think also they're elitist. They're the academia, the high-minded. They're the ones that think that they have to do it for you. The government is this mothering, nurturing tool. And so what you're dealing with is not what you think that we're talking about. Progressivism is a movement. It was a big party in the United States because the United States, Theodore Roosevelt, founded the Progressive Party. Okay, they are a mindset of people.
Progressive movement. I'm trying to follow what you said.
And this is what you have to understand. Wisconsin still has a Progressive Party. And Vermont has a Progressive Party with a very high, with very high-ranking positions in state government still. So I'm not talking out the top of my hat or my head or on some, how should I say, religious rant or anything like that. I'm not irrational. I'm not a crazy Christian that's just talking noise. I'm trying to tell you and inform you of a group of people. In those group of people, you have the people that were birthed like the Margaret Sangers, who was a progressive member of the Progressive Party and the progressive ilk. But you don't want to believe the truth because it makes you have to question the plantation that you've assigned yourself to. Well, I'm not with that. I'm not trying to go there. Covina man and Stanley and Michigan man, if you're going to say something, let's back it up with some facts. Don't tell me I'm crazy because you can't get to what I'm saying. You tell me why I'm crazy.
I think we understand where you're coming from, man.
When your government will do evil things to you and the framers gave you the Second Amendment primarily with your government going crazy as a reason why you should be able to keep and bear arms.
Okay, Jeff, under your idea of...
That was it.
Who was
you don't
it?
Understand what I'm saying.
Now,
just
me
can't
ask,
call me crazy.
Let me ask...
Wake
okay, let me
up.
Ask it.
Settle
let
down. Ask, and let's talk about it.
Yeah, you know...
Afternoon
okay,
with Tracy and friends. Michigan man, have you decided that you have something to tell me that I need to take?
Yeah, I have one, but this is a disorder that comes from Europeans terminology and that side. So I'm looking for the African one so I can put them together. But
did
so
you
far,
did you disagree
have,
with what
you
I
have
just
what
said?
It's called CD. It's a cognitive disorder. Now I just got to dig down a little deeper, and then we can see what type of medicine.
Okay, can I tell you something?
That.
Can I tell
okay.
you something?
Yeah.
There's no progressive party in Africa.
Okay. Well, see, I heard what you just said, but see, here's what you – two things you leave out. One is the way that you use the term government does not take the full account of the – history and nature of what a government is.
Okay.
Because all a government is, Jeff, is organized people with interests. That's all. So he said, the government is evil. See, that's a, you know, ambiguous term. No, the government is made up of interest groups who have interests. And if you want specifics, you have to get into what specific interest groups' interests are, and then you connect that to your point. That's all.
That's what I just did, and you called me crazy.
Who called you crazy?
You and Stanley and Covina Man.
No, overall, you are crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then tell me why I'm crazy when I tell you there's a group of people that call themselves progressives, not progressive thinkers or anything like that, that think that you need to be wiped out because you tan darker than a paper bag. They birthed the Margaret Sangers, the Ted Turners, all of these people who were eugenists. Yes, Ted Turner out of Atlanta, Georgia, was a eugenist, is a eugenist.
Yeah, but that's not what makes you crazy.
Those are matters of fact.
That's not what makes you crazy.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
What makes you crazy is you are disconnecting who that group is from European culture that birthed them. That's
no,
one fact.
I am not. I'm telling you that
And what you're doing is you're using the example of African Americans' treatment. The examples are.
Hold
examples.
On, 347.
What makes you crazy?
No, go say that again now. I had to mute 347 because he's too much.
Okay. And so what you're using, the conditions of African Americans and the dysfunction and what has happened to them. But you have to couch that under one simple fact, is that underneath a European culture, which there's nothing wrong with it, you are supposed to be dysfunctional, and that is that's a function of the culture in general, which makes no difference the label that's put on the people who may run different institutions within the culture. It's the culture's purpose in general.
I hear you, but this is the thing. I don't agree with you totally.
I know you don't.
Okay, well, this is what I'm saying, because it's very obvious with white people kind of going away in this nation that they can still uphold that power. And so therefore, that's you have to understand that not all Europeans are prejudiced like that.
And you never heard me say that.
No, but my point is, not telling you that the culture is not tainted by European or not fully Europeanized. It is.
Okay, so don't say tainted. Let's be clear so we don't
yeah,
have
to. Yeah, I said it is. But not Europeanized.
Okay.
It is.
Okay. We clear on that.
Hold on. 347, I'm going to bring you up in a second. As soon as you got in, make sure there's no radio on in the background so I know what you're sounding like.
I got to get back to work, man, so I'll check you out tomorrow, man.
All right, Covina Man, thanks for your call. Hope you call back again. And
right,
but once again, the thing is, I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying to you that there are a group of people that mean your demise. And you're not understanding that those people aren't just all Europeans. There's a concerted effort in them. The ones that support abortion, the ones that support giving you handouts so that your people cannot stand on their own two feet and do anything in this country, that other people come to this country and they get whatever they want, whether they be black, white, or whatever. They come in and work this system, and they pull out millions of dollars most of the time. So my point is, what is it that is stopping you? And I say it's the people you vote for every single time you vote. And you're not seeing it because they allow a couple of you guys in positions where it looks good.
Please, Jeff. Now, I know you ain't talking to me.
I'm talking to you. And I'm talking to others. Well, I'm talking to others, too. You know, we're doing a broadcast. But my point is, we're talking about all of this thing. And I'm not trying to dog, and I'm not trying to say local Democrats per se in everything, but the hierarchy of the party doesn't mean you any good.
We all agree there.
Well, we don't all agree there because Covina man wouldn't agree with that.
He just said that.
No. He said that the one was the lesser of the two evils. I said you got to be crazy. What is a eugenist? That's my part. That's my point. There are eugenists that want to kill you directly, and they work through one party.
Okay, but that's a matter of fact. We know that.
We know that, but what I said it yesterday, I'm going crazy. That's my point. See, that's why I wanted to walk this down because, you had you had so many people that were out to destroy you. They had a program in North Carolina where they were sterilizing people. Some 7,600 people were sterilized from 1933 to 1977. That's not right. That's not right. And we vote for it, though. And we don't stand on our own two feet and become independent. This is what I'm talking about. I agree with you with some of the Pan-African thought of going overseas and developing some things in Africa because you can and because you had to know how to do it, whereas the locals might not know how to get it done.
Well, but I just want to change something. Yeah. The disorder is it falls under consciousness, and I'm just looking for the correct term. Your ability to give historical facts does not make you crazy. I mean, the facts are the facts, so I would never call you crazy for giving a fact. I think it's the conclusions you draw based off of just those facts is where your delusion and disorder comes in at when you draw the conclusions. Because you leave out certain things, and then it makes your strategies null and void. That's why they won't work.
Well, That's why
at best, the most you hear from you and Tracy is an analysis of what's obvious. And you need to quit voting for the one party, and they trying to kill you. And you need to quit voting for the one party, and they trying to kill you. And the president is part of that one party. And they trying to kill you. And you were stupid for electing.
Absolutely.
And they trying to kill you. See?
Well, it's absolute fact. I cannot deny the fact of the situation that you got somebody come in office riding in, signing a bill to pay for abortions. What the hell business of it was his who has an abortion overseas?
Yeah, that's right.
Understand? 314, you are on. Hold on. Tell me what business of that, and what business is it his to not only sign that executive order, but to make me be part of it?
I don't know, man. This guy here is Obama is something else. Is all I can say. But I wanted to mention another thing on this thing about gun control. I keep hearing people bring up Martin Luther King.
Welcome, Bianchi. By the way,
about his mother had got shot in the church and how he had got killed and that he was saying that he would be against gun rights. That's a damn lie. I was reading, there's a book called Gunfight, and there was a reporter who went to Martin Luther King's house, and he made comment that when he sat in the chair, he sat down on a loaded gun, and actually the whole home was an arsenal of weapons. And King in Alabama applied with Alabama authorities for a concealed carry license. So if he was against guns, then his actions, as reported in this book, Gunfight,
that you can get on Amazon, and also with the interview with the reporter, is contradictory. Well, and you know, another thing too, Jeff King was a Republican, so he wouldn't have been out. He wouldn't have been against gun rights.
You don't say that loud because you really tick off a whole bunch of folk when you say that. Yes, he was, and you know, one of the things is, I had the pleasure of spending a whole day, in fact, a day and a half with his son, Martin, and we were you know, going out with a candidate here in Ohio that he supported at the time, and many things he was very open about. See, today, you can't really, you don't have anything to say if you aren't a Democrat because they have co-opted black people in America, and they have co-opted non-conservative whites in America into taking in their whole impetus, even though there's a lot of people that don't agree with the platform of the party. But when you have an NAACP that can't even work with the brand new senator from North Carolina, who's a black man.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Oh, well, yeah, well, they gave him an F rating. If South Carolina was on, he would be on here. 646, if you want to talk, just put the one, and I'll know you want to talk. Yes, well, here it is. And I got another guy I want to bring up. I want to see what he's thinking about. Go ahead, 646. You are on the air.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How's everybody there?
Wonderful.
So I'm hearing everything you're saying, and there's a lot of things that I agree with, and it's just good to have this platform to be able to talk about it. But one thing that I really loved about what you said was becoming independent. If we look at numbers, 40% of this country is considering themselves independent, even when they're registered with the two major parties. You know, the biggest problem that we have in this country is the control of the two parties and over the whole system.
Absolutely.
And they feel that it's their right to do that. Things are changing. It's a very slow change. You know, we hear about our president talk about change and this other politics and change. One thing about change will never happen from the inside. That's not going to happen. Change will only happen from outsiders. Second, outsiders have got to learn how to become organized. So that means independents need to learn how to speak to each other and organize. And one thing that independents agree on is that they don't like the political parties and the control that they've taken over the system. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I was a Democrat for many, many years, and I became independent 10 years ago. And I just didn't know what that meant, why I did it. And as I went on, I know why I did it now. I don't like what politicians are doing, and I don't like the course the political parties have taken, controlling and telling people what we should and shouldn't do, and that they're the only ones to decide this. Now, they're so powerful and so big that it's a challenge to shake them up. To shake up government, you have to change the political structure and the rules that they write to benefit themselves. So I'm just letting this know, to be known. There is, and if you don't mind me, making an announcement, we have independents are getting organized. We have a conference in New York City. I don't know if any of your callers are from there. It's called the National Conference of Independents. It brings independents from about 40 states that come to New York. It's an all-day event. It's a free event. And they speak about all the work that they're doing in their particular states to tell us what they're doing to change that structure that's controlling the system. people coming out from Kentucky, from Florida, coming from Ohio, North Carolina. California is a big one because California just passed something called top two open primaries. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't. But go ahead. Your posts are coming up not readable inside of the room.
That's not me.
Yeah, you're Ram.
Yeah,
Ramon Benyar.
I'm not putting that in. I don't know what that is.
Somebody, okay, very good. No, that's somebody else. You're right. Somebody else is putting something in, and it's not.
Maybe somebody who's not happy with me.
I don't know, but it's well, not. It's not. But now, can I tell you to ask you this? And you're not originally from here, or you have heritage outside of the United States. Am I correct?
Puerto Rican.
Okay, you're Puerto Rican?
Yes.
I would have thought more Eastern, but by your accent. Well,
okay.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Puerto Ricans have been co-opted by the liberals in America, but they're not really liberal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty much conservative because of their basic Catholic backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they vote. They're right now. They're voting against their own belief systems.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people vote all types of ways, and I don't know if it's just a race thing. I mean, in New York in particular, most people vote Democrat. It's just what they do.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying, but we have to really think about how to change that mentality of how people vote. People should be able to vote whichever way they please to. But what shouldn't be happening is that the political parties control that system, where if you want to vote in a primary, you should be able to. If you want to vote in a general, you should be able to.
Mm-hmm.
Many states have what they call closed primary states. But yet, every taxpayer pays for these elections. And if I wanted to vote, let's say in New York, in a primary, I'm not allowed to because I refuse to be in one of the major parties.
Gotcha.
Which is fine if you pay for your own election. But you're not paying for your own election. They're using our tax-paying dollars for election. So that's just one of the issues that I think is a problem. And so why it's a problem is because I think more and more people, and that includes blacks and Puerto Ricans and Latinos, are becoming independent. What does that mean? Well, that's what we need to look at. Where do we go from here? What needs to be done? Because there's many things that can be looked at, but I think the main thing that needs to be done is organize. I mean, I don't know what you feel about that, but organization is very important. And talking about these issues are very important, and that's why I think it's great that Blog Talk Radio exists, because if you think I can make this comment on MSNBC, or if you think I can make this comment on Fox News, you have another thing coming.
Neither one would welcome you. That's just true.
And welcome me, they'll edit me.
well, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Well, wait a minute. I got somebody came thinking it's wrong for a man to protect his family or himself. Okay, anyway. That's in our chat room, and I don't understand these people.
Why is that?
He must be being facetious. And 330-550, if you want to talk, you know how to push the one and talk to us if you want to. But I agree with you that you know, there's things that have to be done. But for anything to happen, you have to have the truth behind it. Now, I have a situation about the eugenics in America because you have the people that are eugenists are your people who are your abortion rights people, who are the same people that fought white supremacy and several other things.
To population control.
Population control, absolutely. They want to get rid of black, yellow, and poor white babies. That's what Margaret Sanger said she wanted to rid the world of. Why aren't we seeing this politically and understanding how out of every subdivision and and Ramion, you can't be in this one because you got a little bit of something out of this president in that he was going to open up, you know, getting into the country, immigration. But out of all the subdivisions that voted for President Obama, black people, African Americans got nothing. Not a thing.
Puerto Rico is a possession of the United States, so he didn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, they didn't have to, but still, I mean, but still Spanish speaking people were able to get a little something out of that, so they have a little clout with this president because the Latino vote was a huge factor in Florida and in the East Coast, even though we know the East Coast was going one way or another. But still, I mean, it was only going to go one way. It was only going to go liberal. But the thing is this, they have a seat at the table. We ain't sitting down. We're not sitting down at the table. And we're losing the gentleman. But, Bianchi, I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. Why? And Michigan, man, you still on there. You can still tell me where I'm crazy at now. I'm okay with that.
Well, I mean, you ain't gonna take the treatment, so I ain't gonna deal with it.
You don't know what I'm gonna do. Yeah, you know, hey, you prove I need help, but man, I'm gonna go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the thing about one of the things I like with what you just said, now that's a fact as well that blacks didn't get anything out of the Barack Obama presidency, which and they're not going to get anything. But
no.
I think one of the main reasons why they didn't is not because of a liberal conspiracy. It was because of blacks' inability to organize an agenda and then to lobby that agenda. That's the main reason why they're not going to get anything, because they never had an agenda to ask for anything.
They got Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton up there telling them what to say and to think.
No, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton are not representatives of the black struggle.
I agree, totally.
Yeah, they're businessmen. They're businessmen. That's what they are. So they do not
represent. They're opportunists. That's who they are.
Yeah. They do not represent the organized thought of black people in America. So, but now that's not Barack Obama's fault, and that's not white Democrats or liberals' fault. And the flip side to that, Jeff, is when you have a Republican president, I would like to see what so-called black conservatives, one, I'd like to see their agenda that they presented to the Republican Party the last few elections, and two, I'd like to see the specific policies and or concessions that were given to them based off of them helping to elect a Republican president.
Might I tell you that in the state of Ohio, what was done is that there was a group of, how should I say, they weren't Republicans at all. They were Democrats. And one of the biggest things in Ohio has to do with business, because if you're black in Ohio, you want business opportunities and schooling opportunities to be what you want. Well, one of the agendas was the state contracts, because up under the previous Republican governor, they did 8% with the state set asides for black business. Up under the interim Democrat governor, they got 2% total minority participation in contracts with the state. And now they're reaching other levels, because this governor now in Ohio, because of this one little political shenanigan that got noticed was called the blackout, which they gave Strickland a chance to do something for black business, and he wouldn't. And guess what? They told him, you're going to lose by 2% because we're going to make sure we shave off that those points. And that's exactly what John Kasich won the state of Ohio by, was 2%. Now, these people still, with that, people are banking that they're not going to get, you know, any ground off of this. Any, they're not going to gain any ground. But we're going to see, because I think they can. I think if they do, if they try it again, I think that they'll be very successful. That's my own personal belief, but I do believe that.
Well, you, if you look around the country, you will be able to find regional locations and local locations where black interest groups, whether they be business or social or political, where they are organized and their organization is sophisticated, where they're able to go inside the political process and bring something out because of their organization. But we were talking about from a national perspective, right? Blacks nationally.
Sure.
And then I was talking about conservatives from a national perspective. So, and I guess I'll do some research and see if there was a black.
No. National black conservatives didn't have no agenda.
Okay. Which I already knew.
They're not organized like that.
I know. I was being funny. But.
Not countrywide, they're not.
No.
But I'll guarantee you. I'll guarantee you by the next cycle, they will be.
Well, it ought to be, and it ought to not be on any social issues. It needs to be on economic issues.
And I was just getting ready to say,
I agree.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Now, you know what you can look at, and then the I guess the elements of economic organization for the black community, they're I guess, pillars. One would be your the black banks. I don't know how many of them are Republicans. Two, your black chamber of commerce, and those other national pillars. I don't know where they fall on the political lines, but even the Republicans, again, it has to be interest groups. They have to organize themselves in interest groups, and I don't know. I would imagine that the majority of the conservative Republican Party probably are business individuals. I don't know that.
Well, you know, you talk about black banks. I'm going to have to take a trip up here to Flushing's. They say, I was reading someplace, and maybe this information was old, but they say the Asians have like 35 banks in one little small area up there. I would like to see that and take pictures of it. That
Flushing
would be
what?
That would be on the level of going to see the pyramids.
You Flushing, you said Flushing. Flushing what?
Flushing, New York, up there.
Okay, very well, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to go see that.
Yeah, but, you know, I've always said, Jeff, to me, the Republicans, just from a political, trying to see what you can get out of this political system, even if he's going to look for strategies, I believe that there's a perfect opportunity for black conservatives to gain some, how would you say, maturity and stature by going right in and looking at the black plight and putting together specific policies to deal with that.
Absolutely.
I mean, why they haven't done it, I mean, I don't know.
But. Well, because of this, you have a lot of times that people have given ideas and an agenda, and that agenda has not gone anywhere. And that's most of the time it happens because there's not been relevancy put on the black conservative movement, because you don't see them. Okay, the black conservatives aren't necessarily knowable because they don't always bring you a the ability to give money
where,
to a candidate, this, that, and the other.
But this is where Bianchi's point comes into play about this is where the microphone is amplified for them when you go specifically on issues that there ain't no disagreement with, like economics.
Well,
that amplifies their position if they go after that issue because blacks are going to agree with it.
Right, and no matter if you're conservative or whatever you are, I can't see nobody not agreeing that we need to be able to feed our own self and stop depending on government for these social handouts. Right.
Well, that's the whole thing, though. That's where you'll find parity with all black conservatives is in something like that, becoming economically independent. Each time we've tried it and gotten close, we've been attacked. But I think it's time that it must be done again, and this time with the full knowledge that, hey, we're not going to let them attack us from this side or the other. I think there's enough brain trust amongst people, and this is not it's just like somebody was saying that Jeremiah Wright was being racist. Just because he's pro-black doesn't mean that he's racist. He's right. Not trying to be racist. He's being pro-black, and that is he sees the destruction of his own community, and although I think he works with the wrong political side of things, he's trying to do something about it with his black liberation theology.
But, you know, the thing is with Jeremiah Wright's attendees, they come there for the entertainment of learning what he has to say. They probably never heard him before. It probably is information, but they're not getting the gist message of what he's trying to say. And thus is they just come back every week, go home. You know, the funny thing about this, I heard this one lady said, she said, you can pray till you faint.
if you don't
get up and do something,
there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
South Carolina, you are on the air. You can call at any time.
Well, yeah. I mean, I understand what you're saying there, because it's kind of like, you know, it's almost entertainment. And in a lot of cases, it is entertainment. You know, if you ask a couple of churches I know of, you can go there and you can have a whole bunch of fun. But if you ask them what the meat of the message. They couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
He sure preached Sunday. What did he say?
Well,
I don't remember, but he sure preached.
And, Jeff, this is what I'm saying as far as, you know, if blacks become more sophisticated, right, and they're able to go into the political system and get something out.
Sure.
And you're talking about, you know, being able to prevent those gains being, you know, destroyed. And this is where you have to have political might outside of the culture.
Absolutely.
That's what helps you to maintain that, because all of the other angles we've tried, other than flat-out military.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSON.
Hold on, you guys.
Police surrounded a home in Austin Town and arrested a man last
Okay,
night.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so that's not going to happen. So this is where you connect that global politics and that Africanism, because you're talking about competition, and that's like you use those terms to take the ambiguity out of it. You're just talking about competition. And if we believe that someone is willing to give up some resources just on the strength of giving up some resources, we crazy. You're going to have to wrestle those resources away from whoever has them.
Or you have to make them buy you with those resources. And that's my point, because this is the thing. We're bought every payday or every election day for nothing. Okay, and I don't want to make this just a black discussion. But the thing is, I have to say, you can't just look at one facet of the political spectrum talking about it's the lesser of two evils. Because it's stupid.
You're right. But you know, here's the point: to have a very strong and a very complete and strong entire America, each individual component that makes up America has to pull their own weight. And whether we like it or not, where blacks are residing, they reside in large population makeup that they are, you know, overwhelmingly a high percentage of. And I'm talking about, like, here in North St. Louis, we talking about upwards of about 85-90%. So the only thing, what I'm trying to get is that 85-90% of that population, that consists of that population, has to work to solve their own problems and stop depending on other people from the outside. And they have to work diligently and come up with plans, not being hustled by outside political. See, really, if you don't have something to offer, what can you get out of the political system?
You can't just go
participate with a political system. Right. You have to have something to offer. So before you can even go to the political system with any legitimacy, you have to build up what it is that you have to offer. You have to have something that they want.
Simply saying, like, if you use St. Louis, that's a good example. Now, that 80% needs resources. It needs to live, you know. It needs all of the same resources that any other interest group needs. And basically, to have a strategy that you're fin to out-chess play the interest groups within that area that already have those resources, and that's your game plan, you are going to lose.
And see, in that community where that 80%, you have a hemorrhage. Like Ross Perot used to talk about that sucking sound. Hell, we've been experiencing that sucking sound forever.
There's no doubt. But see, here's the thing. We're not thinking when it comes to the new opportunities. And that's my point. Just like in our area, we had a number of years before, when our downtown, there's tumbleweeds blowing through it. Tracy and I were on. We're telling people to, hey, get out there and buy one of these buildings downtown because they're getting ready to refurbish downtown, build it up. Why? Because YSU, the college in our area, absolutely is going to keep building. And as they build, they're encroaching upon downtown space. That space is going to be prime real estate in just a minute. Nobody paid attention to it. There are several multimillionaires in this area that are African Americans. And you don't have one set of people that took advantage of that situation. So, you know, what can you do? You have to get like-minded people. That's why I say, when we get on here, we can dog each other for how we've arrived at a certain point.
Right.
But we have to get together to this one thing, and that is for us to go forward, what does it take? It's absolutely, we know it takes more than a black face in the White House right now. We ought to know that. Okay, because that ain't doing it for us. Okay, this time after he won, black unemployment went up a whole point.
It's going to go up some more, too.
Yeah, it's going to go up, absolutely. So,
I mean, it ain't funny,
that?
But you have to laugh to keep from crying. But
that's what I'm talking about. You know, we're not laughing, you know, because it's ha-ha-ha. We're laughing at it's ironic. It's totally ironic, and that's why I'm here every day. You know, this is why I'm here. I'm here on the strength of, look, I want the people that care to know my plight, number one. Those are people that are not in the black community, and I want some of the black community to start realizing this cat's a playing you.
Yeah.
Quit getting played, and you got the power to stay in your party, but make them do what you need them to do for you. That is make you independent. But they don't want to do that because then they can't make you vote for them. See, all I got to do now is open their mouth, and guess what? You're going to sit up there and vote. Put y'all all back in place. We better vote, y'all. Local caller, you're on the line.
Jeff?
Yes.
I just heard you made a couple of comments about the wealthy individuals in the community that, insofar as millionaires were concerned.
Uh-huh.
How many minority millionaires do you think we have in our community?
In our community here?
Yes.
Oh, I think that I can count about 15 of them.
You're about right. Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Mm-hmm.
If you understood that there's more than the average person would think.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, half of the millionaires that I know of probably still live more or less in shotgun-type houses.
Right.
They don't live in Boardman and Canfield in Poland. They live in the inner city of Youngstown.
Sir, you are absolutely correct, and you know a lot of people won't believe you, though.
Well, I've seen it, so I know it is a fact. I enjoy your program. I wish that some of your listeners would have a little more knowledge about what they're talking about, but it's entertaining. However, I've always said a little information is a dangerous thing. And I enjoy your program very much.
I thank you for saying that, too, and I have the absolutely thank you for saying that. But I got to ask you a question.
Sure.
Am I crazy for what I think? And is it too late for a community to be able to extricate itself out of as our communities, our inner cities are right now? We're relegated to the inner city, so therefore we're dependent upon systems to move and to not move. We can't do anything without the system. How do you think we could economically get out of the mess that we're in? And I know that's a lot to say because you know a lot about economics, but as far as that, how do we get out of the mess we're in?
Well, it's very difficult at best. I think it is possible. You have to understand that the great majority of the inner city residents are on fixed income and are not employed, either retired or semi-retired on some form of subsidy. So therefore, they are not individuals who are going to raise families. Their families have been raised. And when you have a population that once was maybe 135,000 that is now down to probably less than 65,000, of which maybe over 50% of that 65,000 are not employed, you have to come up with a lot of innovative processes in order to stimulate the community, because the over half of the population are not going to be productive because they are retired on fixed income. Even though their income, for the most part, a great majority of them are very well off. You wouldn't think so, but they are. And if you could get into the finances that very few of us would be able to see, you can see, I never dreamed that that person was so wealthy.
Sure.
But they don't demonstrate it because they don't live outwardly that give signs. So really, the black community has, for the most part, progressed exceptionally well, with the exception of maybe 15 or 20%.
Which I have been saying here several times, that the black middle class over the last 20 years really, really expanded.
Absolutely, absolutely. Not only expanded, but became fairly well off in the system, Republican and Democratic system.
Right.
And I really don't know if the Republican system, politicians are better or worse than the Democratic. I think it's just a sign of the time that has happened since World War II, that especially in the South. Now, the North is a different situation. In the South, minorities have progressed percentage-wise a lot faster than the ones in the North, because the North primarily was industrialized. And
right.
In the last 20 years, that has declined. Whereas
well, you
South,
know.
This is not quite the case. So, again, I'm not that smart, so I like to listen to people who are smarter than I am. So I do appreciate your comments, and you do give a lot of insight to make people think, and I would encourage you to continue to do so.
I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you
very much, sir.
Bye.
Go ahead, Pianki.
You know, the black middle class have expanded, but they haven't expanded off the wealth that comes in the black community. Somebody
mm-mm.
else is expanding off that wealth.
Right.
Black middle class black middle class is out working for somebody, and that is a very precarious position to be in.
Absolutely.
More so than if you had your own business. So just like other middle classes and other societies, blacks have to profit off of the resources that their people have. And the reason why is because then those resources would be more likely turned over to help improve those downtroddenness within their community. As it stands now, those in the black community that the gentleman identified and said does have something, well, that something is being spent with others who's taking the profit elsewhere, and it's not showing back up in the black community where it can help improve on the lives, the skills, and the talents of the people that stay in these communities. And that is the downfall.
Well, my biggest point was this, and because they get ready to give me a 90-second rule here. But the biggest thing that I'll say is that if we would stop for a moment and think, not just get all emotional when somebody gives us a catchphrase or a soundbite from somebody, but really stop and think, am I really any better, you know, as a result of this person being in charge? And should I give this person my vote just because he smiled in my face and came to my church last Sunday?
Well, see, you shouldn't even get a party, let alone that particular position.
Well, that's my point. That's my point is what I'm saying, is we give too much, because I'm not giving anybody a
But you know what, Jeff? Let's look into the mind of the people that's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
What do they actually think that they got?
Here we go
what?
With the 90 seconds.
We'll be
I don't know. Bianchi, we're going to have to pick it up later. I appreciate everybody that called in today. We'll be back here again tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and we will get it done one more time. Afternoon with Tracy and friends, Jeff in the air chair. God bless, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. And the news will be going on here very shortly. And we will see you tomorrow, though, and we'll talk about things again. I'll try to bring some other interesting things up other than just this, because the gun thing is going to be alive tomorrow once the report is given to the president from Chevy Chase. That's what I call the vice president. He looks just like Chevy Chase, only a little older. But anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless. Love you.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600.